The Name of the Wind. The King Killer Chronicle. Day 1. Part 2. By Patrick Rothfuss. Read by Rupert Vegas. Chapter 57. Interlude. The Parts That Form Us. Moving slowly, Bast stretched and looked around the room. Finally, the short fuse of his patience burned out.
Reshi?
Hmm? Kvothe looked at him.
And then what, Reshi? Did you talk to her?
Of course I talked to her. There would be no story if I hadn't. Telling that part is easy, but first I must describe her. I'm not sure how to do it.
Bast fidgeted. Kvothe laughed, a fond expression wiping the irritation from his face.
So is describing a beautiful woman as easy as looking at one for you?
Bast looked down and blushed, and Kvothe laid a gentle hand on his arm, smiling.
My trouble, Bast, is that she is very important. Important to the story. I cannot think of how to describe her without falling short of the mark.
I think I understand, Reshi, Bast said in conciliatory tones. I've seen her too, once. Kvothe sat back in his chair, surprised.
You have, haven't you? I'd forgotten.
He pressed his hands to his lips.
How would you describe her, then?
Bast brightened at the opportunity. Straightening up in his chair, he looked thoughtful for a moment, then said,
She had perfect ears.
He made a delicate gesture with his hands.
Perfect little ears, like they were carved out of something.
Chronicler laughed, then looked slightly taken aback, as if he'd surprised himself.
Her ears?
He asked, as if he couldn't be sure he had heard correctly.
You know how hard it is to find a pretty girl with the right sort of ears,
Bast said matter-of-factly. Chronicler laughed again, seeming to find it easier the second time.
No,
he said.
No, I'm sure I don't.
Bast gave the story collector a deeply pitying look.
Well then, you'll just have to take my word for it. They were exceptionally fine.
I think you struck that chord well enough, Bast, Kvothe said amused.
He paused for a moment, and when he spoke again it was slowly, his eyes far away.
The trouble is, she is unlike anyone I have ever known. There was something intangible about her. Something compelling, like heat from a fire. She had a grace. A spark.
She had a crooked nose, Reshi,
Bast said, interrupting his master's reverie. Kvothe looked at him, a line of irritation creasing his forehead.
What?
Bast held his hands up defensively.
It's just something I noticed, Reshi. All the women in your story are beautiful. I can't gainsay you as a whole, as I've never seen any of them. But this one I did see. Her nose was a little crooked. And if we're being honest here, her face was a little narrow for my taste. She wasn't a perfect beauty by any means, Reshi. I should know. I've made some study of these things.
Kvothe stared at his student for a long moment, his expression solemn.
We are more than the parts that form us, Bast, he said with a hint of reproach.
I'm not saying she wasn't lovely, Reshi, Bast said quickly. She smiled at me. It went right down into you, if you understand me.
I understand, Bast, but then again, I've met her,
Kvothe looked at Chronicler.
The trouble comes from comparison, you see. If I say she was dark-haired, you might think, I've known dark-haired women, some of them lovely, but you would be far off the mark, because that woman would not really have anything in common with her. That other woman wouldn't have her quick wit, her easy charm. She was unlike anyone I have ever met.
Kvothe trailed off, looking down at folded hands. He was quiet for such a long moment that Bast began to fidget, looking around anxiously.
There's no sense worrying, I suppose,
Kvothe said at last, looking up and motioning to Chronicler.
If I ruin this as well, it will be a small thing as far as the world is concerned.
Chronicler picked up his pen.